you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Because they're just disappointing beings.
But they fine.
I know. But, you know.
Welcome to the Simpin' After Dark podcast with your hosts, Victoria Wells.
And Ashley Mendoza.
Where Simpin' After Dark is a podcast. We talk about relationship and music and maybe some men, maybe some women, and maybe some other things that people like to call themselves.
We're just going to let it all out.
Everything is coming out. And tonight, after dark, we're cracking open Stellas. We're sparking blunts. We're lighting up the sage. We're hitting the incense because people
salt
do that.
Rock lamp on full blast.
And we
incense burning
are going to get in our feelings.
We're going to vent.
Who better to do that with than with Kehlani?
With her song, You Know What's Up, which she dropped on SoundCloud first and then finally put on Spotify. It's so fucking raw and honest. And
is it a bop?
Vulnerable and, as we call it, a bop.
It is a bop. Oh, Kehlani, can we talk about her as an artist for a moment?
She's just so fucking real.
She came up on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, I think anybody who knows SoundCloud, that's like a self-hustle platform where you literally just put your music out there and people either listen to it or they don't.
And it used to be way better than it kind of is now. I feel like they're kind of like refiguring out their strategy because of like Spotify and other music streaming services. But SoundCloud was and still is a good place to find just gems of music. But you have to dig through that shit.
I think she also kind of dominated like as a female. Yes. SoundCloud was kind of known for rappers. And, you know, she came out of the Bay Area. She's classically trained. She bad.
She bad.
I don't know if you guys know what Kehlani looks like, but just picture like an angel.
She's fucking beautiful.
Tat that up, throw some highlight on there, and that's what she looks like.
A queen.
An actual goddess.
Yes.
Recently she started dating someone.
Yeah, she started dating YG.
Well, she did say she was a lesbian.
Yeah. Well, she's bi.
Yeah. Are we
she's
all?
She's bi.
Aren't we all a little bisexual? Okay. God damn.
She dated a girl that looks just like her for a while, which is fucking weird. Google that shit. But anyway, so she started dating YG, which I guess he has a song that's like, she's a Taurus, I'm a Pisces, whatever. It's like their signs. And that song was like years ago. And they've been like on the low trying to be together. Like, we're going to dissect these lyrics and see
basically
how they talk about that.
This relationship with YG has been
In the making
for the past 5 or 6 years.
And then around Halloween time, some shit went down where people got pictures of him outside a club or something. He's in his car and some girl.
And what was he doing?
It's like a groupie. He's fucking kissing some bitch after him and Kehlani first get together. Like,
could you imagine cheating on an actual angel?
On actual Kehlani?
Wow.
Like fucking YG.
So you want to go to hell. It's like, come on, guys. Like, so basically you have to be like...
non-existent human being that doesn't exist in order for someone to not get cheated on, because she's literally perfect. And not only is she perfect, she raps and she sings. Like, I don't understand.
It doesn't matter. Beyonce got cheated on. Like, nobody's safe out here.
That's actually really true. Nobody's safe out here. Should we play a clip of this song?
Yes.
I think we should play a little clip.
I think I have it right here. So
and while we talk about that, I feel like I like Kehlani's lyrics because she does, she's classically trained. So that's something I enjoy. She always puts a lot of like effort into all her music with just like layers and producing. Melodies. Yeah. She's always trying to switch it up. She's always trying to like invent something new, create something new, but she always puts her own kind of style on it.
Yeah.
And that's something that I appreciate, because some artists just kind of do the same thing over and over again. And that's great. I'm not hating on that, but it's always nice to switch it up. But this song, she got in her feelings in this song.
Oh my God, yes. All right, let's play a clip.
Let's play a clip. Always go through this. Why I gotta beg to be chosen over your vices, over your liquor? Why I gotta ask for flowers? I deserve roses. I deserve bigger. I know you're trying to change, but is it all worth the wait? It hurts to stay just as much as it hurts to walk away. You got demons, I got drama. We both got triggers, I hate drama. I'm embarrassed, I'm in shock. Hear wide open and that don't stop. And I watch your demons cause me trauma. Now
alright, so obviously very...
Wow, demons, trauma.
She's talking about it.
She's being real. And I mean...
this song, for anyone that has been in a relationship where they've been betrayed completely by the other person, just can hit home. She has, my first thing that I want to talk about is like a line, where is it, she's talking about, or I think it may be in the chorus. Yeah, the chorus. She's like, and we're still in love and that shit don't stop, man, that shit don't stop.
So this like, song is kind of like about when you know someone is doing you dirty, when you know shit's not perfect and you know he might be like texting other girls or maybe he's being shady. And you kind of don't care.
You care, but you just still fucking love them so much that you're willing to go through that fucking pain.
It's terrible.
And get ripped apart.
Yeah.
Look fucking stupid. Yep. And forgive them.
Yep.
And I don't know, is that like love in its truest form? Is like forgiving people for their mistakes, whether it's like dragging you through the fucking dirt for
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean,
is that love? Is it?
It's hard. It's hard to think about it because it, and I think that's why love in relationships is so difficult to like deal with, because yeah. you're like, okay, I can, if you're gonna hurt me and I know in the end that it'll be worth it,
like
done, it's yeah. over, like that's worth it, that's worth it to go through this. But you don't yeah. know that,
because it's like, okay, like I'm gonna work with you, forgive yeah. you, but when it comes time for me to slip up, are you gonna give me that same,
are you gonna treat me like, the same
graciousness
way?
Are you gonna forgive me too?
Yeah.
Or am I giving you 50 chances for me to fuck up one time and you to let me go because you can't handle it?
That's also another aspect. So it's this vulnerability, I think, yeah. of just not knowing, all right, if I do allow this to slide, is this going to benefit me in our future, or is this going to ultimately backfire on me?
Yeah.
And that's the scariest part about love, and, is that yeah, you don't know.
It's a risk.
A line I want to bring up is, why I got to ask for flowers? I deserve roses. I deserve bigger. I was just like, damn.
For real.
And I think part of this song also talks about being in a relationship and just also not like upkeeping in a relationship. Yeah. Which is a thing. I know girls like to have a thing where they talk about, we don't want to have to ask you to do something. Like, you know?
Like, why can't you just do it?
Yeah, like if we have to ask you to get flowers, that kind of defeats the purpose of you getting me flowers.
And if I tell you one time, like, why do I have to ask you again? Like, I couldn't just say it one time. Like, you can't just pay attention and know.
You can't just be fucking perfect. You can't fucking read like, my mind. What's wrong with you? Okay. God.
No, I feel that though. But like right before that, she says, why I gotta beg to be chosen over your vices, over your liquor. It's just, you know, like everyone has their vices, but like if you're having to beg over and over.
Have you
like,
ever done that? Have you ever low key kind of had to, I don't wanna say beg for love because that sounds so bad, but so yeah, low. Like beg for love or beg for what you know you deserve and someone's not giving it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. I have two. Oh, it's terrible. Do you see why us women are so fucking scared to love? Because that shit's scary. And when you give your like whole heart to someone and then they're just like.
Like, I'm like, is this actually true love in a great relationship if I'm having to fucking spoon feed you what the fuck to do and how to love me.
Like, if I have to tell you how to treat me.
Yeah, like, if it's, like, one time, it's like, okay, you gotta train a dog, you know? But you're not an actual dog. Like, you're a human. You're a grown man. Like, if I have to tell you more than twice, it's like, why?
So, you know, on this podcast, Ashley likes to get really real. And she feels some type of way about some men. And that can come off in a certain way. Not all men are dogs and need to be trained, which I will admit most of you do. Not all, but most. But yeah, it's like, obviously you should, I think, express yourself to someone. And when you're in a new relationship, I think anybody has to learn how they...
And it goes both ways. Yes. Like, same, like, a man might be like, you're not loving me the right way. Because everyone has different love languages.
Yeah.
But it's just about, like, listening and going through with what you say you're going to do.
What do you think... What is your love language?
Well, I think quality time and physical touch are mine.
Same.
Yeah.
I think those are mine too.
Yeah. Gift giving was like, I got like 0 points on that shit.
I think gift giving is something I like to do. Like, I don't like to... I mean, I like to receive gifts. Don't get me wrong. I'll accept your gift.
I'm not going to complain.
But I think something that definitely makes me happy is like gifting things or like doing things for people that like makes me happy. But
acts of service.
Yes. That's like, acts of service.
Love language.
That's definitely like.
So what? Is there five?
I think so.
So it's acts of service, quality time, physical touch, gifts. Oh, is it like compliments?
Or I think words so. Words like of that? Affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Yep.
Yes.
So can mine be all of them?
I think is that too needy? So it's like on a scale. So say it's like out of 100, it breaks it down.
Yeah.
Like for me, I literally had 0 points for gift giving, but then rest was distributed.
You're
like,
a shitty person. No, I'm just kidding. Just not your love language.
It's not my language.
Like, what do you think Kehlani's love language is?
I think it's probably.
I think it's words of affirmation. Because she's a writer, and I think she writes songs. She probably writes the way she feels. Yeah. And if she think would go to as far as to write a song about someone in like a. In a way
I
where she feels
physical touch too, because there is like that lyric. She's like,
well, also, have you seen the photos of her and YG? They be all over each other in public.
Yeah,
so definitely, like, probably.
How I keep it tight and cleanly. What the fuck? Anyway,
she's I would hope so.
Fuck you in the truck when it's empty, and I throw it back when you miss me, and I pull up when you hit me. I'm gonna say it loud so you hear me. So she's like, I'm gonna be there for you. Like, if like you're like, babe, let's fuck. I'm coming through.
Why is it that women constantly have music about like being there? Like, do you think there's equivalent male versus female music that attributes to like being a ride or die?
I feel like it's girls always trying to prove themselves more as like the ride or die.
What the fuck?
Right?
Why?
Because we fucking just love harder. Like, no offense, men. Like, please don't be, like, all fucking bitter. But it's
look,
true.
Look, she's learning, guys. She's learning.
I'm trying here. I try to be fair. Like I said, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
But we're biased here, okay?
A little bit.
Fucking women.
Slightly.
So.
So we deserve more.
Let's get into the chorus. You got demons. I got trauma. We both got triggers. I hate drama.
Obviously.
I mean, like, everyone has past relationship trauma. Demons you deal with, whether it has to do with relationship or whatever, but you're supposed to be there for each other, for that, and like not be causing each other new fucking trauma.
I agree. I think that if you're gonna be in a relationship, you should try to like positively attribute to it, like contribute. You should, if you're doing more harm than good, it's probably not a healthy relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But do you think a toxic relationship can grow into something healthy? Because I hear all the time, like, yo, if it's toxic, like, leave, because that shit's not going to get better. You'll end up in a long, really long relationship that's toxic forever, and you're just, like, grasping for something that's never going
to
be.
Well, I think so, because I think that inevitably humans tend to fall into routine. So I think when you've created a relationship with someone that's built out of toxicity or negativity, I think that's kind of, like, all you know.
Yeah.
So I don't even think you know how to, like, I'm not going to say never. I think if two people really want to try, I think that's
anything is possible. It would have to be a really big conscious effort on both parts.
100%. But no, fuck that. If you're in a toxic relationship, it's probably going to stay toxic. Easier said than done, but you should probably just cut ties.
Yeah, I think those just are the hardest relationships.
Send him this song and just cut it off.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, this would not be a good song to send someone to cut off.
I know.
If anything, this is like, please.
She said, I got your name tattooed on my wrist. I still want to be Miss Jackson.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Like, see, this would not be a good song. This would be a song that maybe, like, a dude who...
Maybe on his first time fucking up.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That shouldn't even be a thing.
I know.
Do you see how terrible you guys are? Why are we writing songs like this or lyrics like this?
We're normalizing taking back shitty men.
Oh,
you're
speaking
grown.
Of,
you know better.
I think we should talk about a little bit about Twitter.
Yes. We love Twitter.
As you know on the podcast, me and Ashley like to bring up Twitter because we are avid Twitter readers.
We're on there 24/7.
We tweet, we read, we retweet, and we do replying, but not that much.
Yeah.
So we try to talk about a tweet every time we're on the podcast, and I think one that correlates to the song that we're talking about, and I think one specifically is, it was like this tweet was written about this song, and it says,
what?
I gotta make sure it's good. This is from Donna Nelly. Donna Nelly. That's a great Twitter name. Donna Nelly. Donatello. Donna Nelly Tello. I don't know. Okay. Guys are like, quote, let's keep things casual. And by that, I mean, we do all the normal parts of a relationship, like have sex and also be really emotionally intimate. But if I ever decide I don't want to do that anymore, I don't have to talk to you about it. And I could just stop texting you.
My eyes are in the back of my head right now.
Have you ever been in a relationship like that?
I try to not let that go for a long time because I can't handle that. No. No. Like, we're together or we're not together.
I can guarantee that probably every girl that I know has probably at least been in one type of relationship where it's been like that.
Because you think you could handle it.
Yeah. Because you're like, cool, yeah. No, you could see
other
people.
Totally. Because you just want to, like, be pleasing. Like, to be like, yeah, whatever, babe.
Do you. I'm cool. I'm cool with whatever you need.
And then he fucks some girl and you're like,
what the fuck? And then he's like, I can't hang out with you. I'm hanging out with my other friend tonight. And you're like, it's fine. And then you sit in the shower for 3 hours crying because you think you're worthless.
Why am I not good enough? Just kidding.
And it sucks.
Bitches.
Because, like, obviously you are good enough, but people in this day and age like to...
If you let it happen, they're gonna run that game on you.
Dead ass. Damn. Cameras. And then this is why girls get really serious really quickly. I feel like that just... rolls over to that. That's why when you've been dating a girl for 2 weeks and then she's like, so do you like me or no? Because, you know, we date dudes for 6, 7, 8 months and then they're like, hey, so I'm getting married. You want to come to the wedding? And you're like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
So to say the least, it's rough. It's rough to navigate with you motherfuckers, okay? It's hard. I don't know what you're thinking. And sometimes, you know, it's just hard.
I know.
You're so lucky you guys look fucking sexy. I swear to God, if you didn't, oh, it'd be over.
And some
it'd
of them,
be over.
Let me look at this tweet. Did I fucking, please tell me I screenshotted it.
I hope you did, because it's not like we have a podcast to run where you need to screenshot tweets and save them so we can talk about
it. It was like, hey, you, I know you're thinking about giving that ugly dude a chance. Don't.
Just that's the tweet.
Yeah, that reminds me of advice my mom has given me too. Because, like, I have a weird taste in men.
Me too. Like, you know, I like nerdy boys. Yeah.
No offense to any dude.
Someone told me my ex looked like Milhouse. Okay, like, shit. Call me Lisa Simpson.
Bitch. So, like, my mom was like, one time she's like, you know, like, why don't you just go out and just find, like, a really nice handsome man. I was like, mom, fuck that. Like, hot dudes know they're hot and they'll cheat on you. And she was like, honey, ugly dudes will cheat on you. I was like, bitch.
Can I talk about
you, right?
Can I talk about nice guy syndrome?
Oh,
nice guy syndrome.
We can do a whole podcast about nice guy fucking syndrome.
I have a tweet. Since we're on Twitter, since we're on Twitter subjects right now, we'll talk about this nice guy syndrome because I feel like it's appropriate to this.
Extremely fucking prevalent, especially in this age of like women calling out like shitty dudes.
Oh, all day. Are you kidding me?
Bring it. I feel like I know which one you're talking about.
It is. It's really funny. Hold on. Sorry, y'all.
Wow. Talk about being
unprepared. It's not like my job is to save tweets from podcasts. This one's always funny. Since it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, don't go broke on Valentine's Day shopping for somebody you're sharing.
Shit.
Do you really want to buy them those shoes?
No.
I think we might have talked about that one on the
did
last.
Did we? It sounds familiar. I think we did. I feel like we're always like sharing tweets with each other.
We literally are. We tend to like the same things on Twitter.
That's so true.
Where is this tweet? I know it's from Nice Guys. Oh, here we go. Okay. This is from Jackie Ina, who is one of my favorite Twitter advocators. She's a YouTuber. She actually is an influencer. She does makeup, but she's fucking hilarious on Twitter, dude. She's super, super funny. And she always has great responses. Like, she's great commentary, great memes. Like, she makes her own memes. She's funny, man.
Hell yeah.
So she tweeted the quote, "I'm a nice enough guy until I get what I want from you," end quote, guy. And the guy who is genuinely caring and kind no matter what they get or don't in return from you are two completely different people. Stop playing dumb like women can't spot the difference.
Yep. So I feel like that's a statement towards like dudes that are like, "I'm nice, like why don't girls love me?" Which is like borderline like insult territory.
Of course. And I don't know if you're familiar with the show Insecure on HBO.
I've heard of it, never watched it.
They touched like, I don't know, what's the word? They touched base. They touched base on that kind of. It was basically like the guy that she was dating, Issa Rae, on the show, he didn't have a job. At the time, he was in between jobs. He was trying to get his app off the ground. And so he was kind of like living on the couch. She was kind of supporting them. So she ends up breaking up with him. And he's like, "Fuck you. You kind of like left me in like my down out times." And he's like, "I'm a nice guy. I'm this, I'm that." And she was just like, "A nice guy, like it, that's not a thing."
Yeah.
Like you can't, that's not a thing. Like why do you can't, a nice guy isn't a trait that you should be like, "Well, I'm a nice guy."
Yeah, that's trying to overcompensate for probably internalized misogyny that you do have that you're trying to cover up for.
Exactly. Like, at the end of the day, like, you should be a nice person no matter what. And you shouldn't be using that as, like, a defense in to defend yourself, saying, "I'm a nice guy."
And that comes into play for the whole, like, men thinking that women are friend-zoning you. Like, if a woman's into you only as a friend, she's not friend-zoning you. It's just, like, if she doesn't want to fuck you, she doesn't want to fuck you. She's not friend-zoning you. She just doesn't want to fuck you. Like,
yeah, it's not an intentional.
Not just because you're nice means anybody owes you anything. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody owes you a crumb of pussy for that.
Yeah, and that's what I think Jackie was talking about on that. Yeah. She's like, "Look, you got me fucked up if you think that I don't know the guy who's genuinely like, 'Hey, how can I help?' And the guy who's like, 'So can I buy you a drink? I'm a nice dude. Ha, we could be friends. It's cool.' No, fuck you. You're trying to do some shit, and I see right through it." Mm-hmm. And it's like, really, it sucks for the genuinely nice people who just actually like want to have like a nice night or like make a connection with people. Those people get weeded out because stupid motherfuckers who aren't nice guys are
like most of the time you can see right through it. Like I feel like you'll see right away if it's a dude that's like genuinely like just trying to be chill or a dude that's like you can tell that he's gonna try to fucking cross the line at some point.
And that's why like I feel like girls have this intuition about guys, and then that's why we call them out, and then they're like, "You're cocky," or "You're this," or "You think that," and you're like,
"That's
no.
why you're gonna be single forever, bitch, because you're a bitch and you don't give nice dudes a chance." Shut the fuck up, ugly. Back up.
Because it's not you're ugly physically; it's
internally, emotionally, mentally.
You're trying. Grow up. Yeah, like you're trying to use your niceness as a means to like slime your way into a girl's vagina. That's weird.
Slimy little.
I'm not like I'm a nice girl. Eat my pussy.
Why don't you buy me everything and wife me? I'm nice to you.
I'm nice. Like, no, you have to be more than nice.
Girls,
you have to
don't
have, like,
do that.
Yeah.
So stop.
So don't do that, man. Anyways, I think this has been a great podcast.
Yeah.
Kehlani, thank you for all the super bops. And I look forward to your relationship struggles so that you can have me in my feelings after dark.
Yes.
We also just want to give a huge shout out to the Wild 7 podcast because, you know, we're recording here in downtown at the Wild 7 headquarters where we record our podcast weekly, which you can check us out on Instagram at
Simpin After Dark.
You can also follow Ashley on Instagram.
Ash_Friday_.
I'm just Victoria D. Wells. Might be Vicolas Cage coming soon, but as far from now, it's just Victoria D. Wells. And make sure you check out a slew of our other podcasts, including Thou Art They.
That.
With Interdimensional Alex, who is one of the most dopest people ever. And make sure you check out the Wild 7 podcast, which always hosts the Nightshade Collective, which Ashley is a part of.
You too.
Yes. Hey. So come through, check us out, check out our other podcasts, and please feel free to hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what you think. Give us suggestions. If you have any songs that just get you in your feelings, make you want to cry, make you want to feel, make you want to slap the shit out of your man.
Or if you have anything to say in response to anything we have said,
please email us. Hit us up on Instagram. Direct message us on Instagram because we would love to hear your opinions. Not saying we'll take them into consideration or they'll come on the podcast, but we would love to hear your opinions.
Yep.
So till next time, y'all, stay simping, stay after dark, and stay sexy. We gotta work on that outro.
I love it.